smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
Schools in England could be ordered to do more to protect pupils from cyberbullying and radicalisation online. The Education Secretary wants children as young as five to be given lessons in internet safety. IT departments may be told to set filters and monitor pupils' internet access. Schools Minister Nick Gibbs says some young people have travelled to Syria after accessing extremist material on classroom computers.
We do know that those children that have travelled to Syria, that they've obtained their information through the internet. And we know that extremist organisations use the internet, they use social media to radicalise young people. We need to make sure that in school, the children are safe.
This is KMFM News.
A Kent man's being held on suspicion of manslaughter following a crash in Italy. Two local men died in the collision in the east of the country at the weekend. 36-year-old Stephen Collins, who's thought to be from Maidstone and has connections in Ashford, is accused of being over the drink drive limit. Power has now been restored back to thousands of homes in a part of Kent. UK Power Networks says a fault with a high voltage overhead line caused a problem in and around King's Hill this morning. Around 5,000 properties were affected.
KMFM News.
The number of people going to A&E with alcohol poisoning in England has doubled in the last 6 years. Figures from the Nuffield Trust also reveal more teenage girls are treated than boys. Consultant Dr. Jim Connolly says the figures don't reflect other cases, like assaults, where alcohol's a factor.
It's that recognition that alcohol in that context makes people more vulnerable to assault. So it isn't just a direct intoxication, although we are seeing increasing levels of that as well.
11 men and a woman have been jailed for a total of almost 80 years for supplying cocaine to dealers across Kent. Police seized more than 4 kilograms of the Class A drugs, as well as hundreds of thousands of pounds of cash during raids between September last year and March. A group of villagers say they're prepared to buy an area of farmland to try and stop it being turned into a lorry park. Residents in Stamford aren't happy with plans to use land to park more than 3,500 trucks instead of having operations stack on the M20. Matthew Webb is chair of the parish council.
If we can buy some of that land, then it will hopefully force at least Highways England to go down the compulsory purchase route, which will take at least 18 months and severely delay their planned start date of July 2016.
A Highways England consultation on the plans is due to run until the 25th of January.
KMFM News.
Tesco says it's made payouts to a handful of customers in Kent after car engines were damaged by contaminated fuel. The supermarkets apologised and confirmed water leaked into the tanks at one of its petrol stations in Faversham earlier this month. Although Tesco say they're not to blame in this case, Daniel Peters' car was looked at by mechanics after breaking down shortly after being filled up.
They had to come back to me about 5 o'clock that evening and said that the problem with your car is water in the fuel. You have about a quarter of water mixed in with your fuel. It's contaminated fuel. So where did you buy it from? And also make them, you know, alert them.
A Tunbridge Wells ice rink has been forced to close because of today's high winds. Staff at the festive attraction at Calverley Grounds say they'll continue to review the situation and hope to reopen it as soon as it's safe. And a 10-year-old boy from Beersted who finds it hard to deal with Christmas because of autism has decided to use the festive season to help others. Thomas Bowden's collected more than 20 bags of clothes, food and toiletries for homeless people. His mum, Faye Squires, says she's overwhelmed by his efforts.
I can't put into words how proud I am of him. I think he's absolutely amazing and has achieved so much. And he's 10 years old. And he's just wonderful.
KMFM Showbiz.
Alyona Villani has confirmed she's quitting Strictly Come Dancing. With more on that and the rest of the Showbiz news this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the professional dancer won the Glitterball Trophy at the weekend with partner Jay McGuinness. But now she's announced she will not be returning for another series. Alyona says nothing can top the last Strictly run.
It was just an incredible final and just very privileged to, I guess, win, because everyone else was is just unbelievable.
Jurassic World has congratulated Star Wars The Force Awakens for smashing the global opening box office record. The film has tweeted a picture of a T-Rex handing over a medal to BB-8. The newest Star Wars film grossed over £340 million in its opening weekend. And Adele's hinted at why her latest album, 25, isn't available on streaming services. She says she doesn't use them and still prefers to buy CDs or downloads. The singer's also told Time magazine that she respects Taylor Swift's decision to take her back catalogue off Spotify last year.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.